This past week, the Supreme Court heard arguments on a major abortion case, its first in decades. The case concerns a restrictive Texas law that critics say would close more than half of the state's abortion clinics. As part of the case, both sides have filed briefs from women who shared their feelings about their own abortions. They're stories that aren't often heard. Abortion is something that's almost never discussed in public. There's sometimes shame, there's a fear of being judged. One woman has been on a quest to break that silence, traveling the country, collecting people's stories on this normally taboo subject.
Hi, my name is Rachel Cook, and I'm going to tell you about the circumstances of my abortion.
The year that I became pregnant was 2010.
I was a freshman in high school. I was in the ninth grade.
I was in grad school at University of Toronto. I was like about 26 or something.
My name is Brenda. And this is my abortion story.
And this is my abortion story.
This is my abortion story.
Melissa Madera is the founder and director of the Abortion Diary podcast. I started by asking her what made her want to create a conversation around this issue.
Well, it was a personal project for me. I had an abortion when I was 17. I actually didn't talk about my abortion experience until I was 30. And at some point, about 2.5 years ago, I really wanted to share my story, but I wanted to share it with other people who've had this experience. And I wanted to also listen to other people's stories. I really felt the need to know other women who had had this experience.
Can you tell me your story? Do you mind talking about that?
Sure. So my story is a bit complicated because I didn't have really a chance to think about whether I wanted an abortion or not. It was a choice that other people made for me in my life, my parents and my aunt, and then we never talked about it afterward. Mm-hmm. And so partially the reason for this project was also to create a space for stories that are a little bit more complicated, because all our stories are complex and different and diverse, and we have varying experiences, but we don't necessarily hear that out in the world.
Can you give me an example of two women who've had very different experiences and think about those experiences very differently?
Yeah, so there are certain people and certain stories that do stick with me. One of them was very early on of a person who shared her story and felt grief around that experience, no regret, but a lot of grief and loss around not having the space to honor that experience.
And just felt like really destroyed. And nobody really knew what to do with me. And I think that was really hard too. Like first not recognizing like I said, like the rite of passage that was sort of happening. If I could rewrite the story of my abortion, it would just be that it just would have been honored.
And then there are people who I've met who have felt complete and relief, and especially women who, during a time when abortion was illegal, they were able to find a place or someone to offer them the abortion that they needed.
I realized that if I can't provide for myself and the two children that I already have, common sense would dictate that I not try to provide for yet a third human being. And so a friend told me that there was an option of abortion, and I never knew it before. And immediately I realized that was the only correct option for me. So I just consider myself one of the lucky people.
There's not one kind of abortion story. We're all very different people, and we all have different experiences and different emotions, and all of those experiences should be honored and heard and listened to and shared.
It might be easier possibly talking with strangers. What has your family, though, thought about this podcast?
My family is very supportive of my project, and it's really interesting because we didn't ever talk about this experience, and I thought I was very, and so I will say that, you know, I was very ashamed around my family. Like, it's something that was not talked about. Sorry.
It's a very difficult discussion.
It was really hard for me to bring it up with my family. even harder than to bring it up with complete strangers, you know, because they were part of that experience. And what's really become amazing is that once I did start talking about it, I realized that my family did not feel the way that I thought they felt about me. They really supported me and loved me, and they were part of that experience with me because they wanted me to go on with my life, and they thought it was the best thing. And I appreciate that they were there for me. The difficult part of my experience was the silence around it. It wasn't that I felt that people outside in the world would judge me as much as I felt that I couldn't talk about it with the people who were closest to me in the world.
Where do you think this podcast lives in the current political climate? It seems like it's a very complicated time to be having these discussions when everyone feels so passionately and there's a huge political debate around this very issue.
Yeah, it's actually a really difficult place to be, sort of in the middle and not on one side or the other. And I tell people that my responsibility is to the people out there who are sharing their stories and who are listening. And that's how we make change. It's not always the political that makes change as much as like the people out there who are really sharing and talking with each other in their communities. So that's really the place where we're going to make change in our communities, so we feel safer to tell our stories.
Melissa Madera is the founder and director of the Abortion Diary podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.